USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Harris County, Texas, one man has been charged for the death of a little girl shot while riding in the family car back on December 30th.
The Harris County Sheriff's Office homicide investigators formally charged Eric Black Jr. with capital murder in the death of Jasmine Barnes.
But Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says they are now working to bring charges against a second suspect in the shooting. He hasn't disclosed whether that second person's in custody. The small Georgia town of Bartow has been evacuated after a train derailment and chemical spill overnight. The chemicals include chlorine. It derailed about 8:30 last night, about 80 miles east of Macon. No injuries have been reported. Actor Kevin Spacey's due in court in Massachusetts this morning for arraignment on a sexual assault charge. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
A bit of a change from the original announcement. Now a slow and careful withdrawal of U.S. troops is planned from northeast Syria.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump is cheering weekend talks between the vice president and Democrats on the government shutdown, saying on Twitter that the meeting was productive, adding the group discussed details of border security. Trump still demanding any government spending package include funding for a border wall. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There's been yet another airbag recall. If you own a Ford or Mercury, listen up as USA's Chris Barnes tells you which models and years are affected by the recall.
Ford recalling nearly a million vehicles that have the risk of flying shrapnel stemming from exploding airbag inflators. Seven different Ford and Lincoln models are named in this latest recall. Among them, the 2010 Ford Edge and Lincoln MKXs, 2010 and 2011 Ford Rangers, 2010 to 2012 Ford Fusions and Lincoln MKZs, 2010 and 2011 Mercury Milans, and 2010 to 2014 Ford Mustangs. Ford is urging anyone who owns one of those vehicles to bring it to a dealer as soon as possible for a no-cost airbag inflator replacement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Concerns and outrage at a nursing home following an unexpected birth. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Police are investigating a Phoenix nursing home where a woman in a vegetative state gave birth last month. Hacienda Healthcare has increased security since the boy was born, but many patients' relatives are angry and nervous. Angela Gomez says she's thinking of pulling her son out of the facility, but says her options are limited.
My heart hurts. My chest hurts. I haven't been able to sleep good at night because of what occurred here.
The woman who gave birth suffered severe brain damage in a drowning accident and had been at the facility for more than 10 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.